You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I hear you guys talk about becoming a Christian and getting saved. What does that really mean? Let's get into it.
Tell me I was worthless. Those were your words. Those were your words. God didn't tell me I was unwanted. Those were your words. Those were your words.
Welcome to The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
In the words of the Brothers Doobie, Jesus is just all right with me.
Yes.
And Jed Brewer.
Jesus is just all right.
We had a question come into our inbox. You are welcome to email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. But not only that, gentle listener, we're getting technological on you.
Oh, yeah.
You can text us now.
Wow.
205-683-5343. 205-683-5343. There's a little code in there. I'm going to clue you into. That's 20-LOUD. You spell it out. 5343.
Ooh, very nice.
Wow. We're rocking in the textual realm.
Indeed.
You can send us questions, comments, and ideas on that as well. But the one that came in tonight says, I hear you guys talk about becoming a Christian and getting saved. What does that really mean? And Glenn, if you can kick us off, I think that's a very good question. People talk about saved and Christian, there's all this political stuff and all this cultural stuff, it's a pretty simple concept if you break it down to what it actually is, right?
Well, yeah, I suppose it's one of those things where we need to begin with a disclaimer of the dudes on this radio show are by far not the three straightest and most squared away and best behaved people
that
you're listening to.
You may notice that this radio show is on at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's because there's really no reason for us to be up for church.
That's right.
They don't want us in church.
That's right. And certainly I know a lot of that the religious lingo has been put out there in really weird ways, and people have been really uncool about it. We'd like to change that channel and just be human and normal and sane about it. Here's the thing, is the thing that we, when you're talking about being saved from your sins, the funny thing is, if you actually look at the New Testament of the Bible is written in a language called Greek, you know, this ancient Greek. And here's one of the things is the original word in Greek is amartia. And what it means for sin, you know, that's the Greek word for sin. It means to miss the mark. So that's like if you're out, you got a bow and arrow and you're shooting at dinner and then you miss, then you get no dinner. You know, it's either hit it.
An inch or a mile, no dinner.
That's right. So you say, well, if that's what sin means, everybody's a sinner because it's just really trying to say that you're imperfect or something like that. That's actually it. It's saying we are all imperfect. So it's kind of putting everybody in that same thing of, hey, we're humans. We're going to make mistakes.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I think, Jed, we can pull that out to when people talk about, you know, you need to get right with God or you need to get to church.
Yeah.
Sliding down the triple rock,
that's right.
Et cetera, et cetera. It can feel judgy. It can't go saying, you are now busted. You need to get unbusted.
Yep.
And maybe that's part of the process. That's super not what we talk about when we're talking about getting saved, right?
Not at all, man. Not at all. You've probably heard people yell and saying, God hates certain people and because they're wicked deeds and things.
I heard God hates flags. I don't know what that means.
May have heard that wrong. Okay.
Here's the actual deal. God loves everybody, and everybody has issues. Everybody has struggles. Everybody has problems. Everybody falls short. That's what the Bible says. It's also just true. Everybody has issues. We're not talking about certain people are super naughty and certain people got their act together. We're talking about God loves everybody, and everybody has huge, huge issues and problems and needs help.
I know we do, and we'll be back with more on The Bridge Loud. We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
The Reverend Cleophas.
Yes.
Exactly right. Jed Brewer.
Oh, I see the light.
I love the Blues Brothers movie. That's my favorite movie of all time.
Yes.
We, as a staff, for the people we work with, all went to see a midnight showing of the Blues Brothers movie.
Yeah.
I've never seen Glenn happier.
That's right.
But he also likes the question that came in tonight. It came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. But now, you can also text us. 205-683-5343. That number again, 205-683-5343. The word loud is in there.
Yes.
If you can find it.
Yes.
We'll scavenge around for you. You can text us questions as well as email. This one came in and says, I hear you guys talking about becoming Christian and getting saved. What does that really mean? So we talked kind of about in the beginning about that. That's not, it's not a political statement. It's not a cultural statement. It's not a value statement, really.
That's right.
Something that happens, but it is a, it's a weird thing that Christianity is not even necessarily a worldview in a sense. It is something that has a start point, which I think is weird for people to think about. But Glenn, can you walk us through that? Of, we talk about getting saved and becoming Christians. We're talking about something that has a definite, definable starting moment.
Absolutely right. I think it starts with a sense that I need something. I have an emptiness in my life that all the material stuff can't fill, the relationships that I have can't fill. It's as if, in a sense, we're sort of born dependent on some sort of higher power. And we spend most of our lives trying to discover what that higher power is and try and tap into that. I've tried most versions of that, whether it be, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll and all of that. And I found enjoyment in, unfortunately or fortunately, some or all
for
of those
a while.
Things. Yeah. But it was really about, I wasn't filled, you know, it wasn't fully filling that slot. And I think that's when I found God, that was the thing that where a need was met.
Absolutely right. I think that starting off with the need is a good way of looking at this. And Jed, maybe you can unpack that a little bit more for us. As we pointed out, this is not about, I once was crooked, now I am straight.
Yeah.
This is about, I had a need and I turned to the thing that can fill that need. And that's kind of this weird dichotomy I think people get where, as soon as you decide you want to be a Christian, you kind of are one.
Sure, absolutely.
It's a work in progress from there, but it really is kind of it happens in a moment, really.
No doubt about it. Here's why. You've probably heard people say something akin to, God burns with righteous anger against your sinful misdeeds.
I know. You've been walking around the South in the 20s.
Yeah. I know. I've certainly heard that.
Or a Coen Brothers film.
Absolutely. Maybe both. So we ought to ask, what is God actually like? What's his actual opinion? And his opinion is, he wants to help.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You've got a life, I've got a life that isn't working. And that's what Glenn's describing. I got needs, I'm not doing a good job of filling them. I got trouble, I'm not doing a good job of getting myself out of it. It's not working. And God sees me, and he wants to help. That's actually his opinion towards me. And he wants to help because he loves me. And he loves you. That's his deal, is, I love you, would you let me help? And Matt, as you're saying, about the moment you say, yes, God, I want your help, that's actually about the exact moment you become a Christian. The truth is, whatever problems you're facing, whatever stuff you're up against, whatever needs you have, God cares, he sees, he loves you, and he wants to be on your side.
Absolutely right. We're going to talk a little bit about more about how that happens and how you can make it happen if you want when we come back on The Bridge Loud.
For God so loved the world, he gave his only son. Bridge Loud.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm once again joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Rock and roll.
And Jed Brewer.
Rock and roll.
That's right.
I prefer rock and or roll.
Well, it's good. It's good to keep your options open.
It's up to you. We can answer a question that came into thebridgeloud at gmail.com, but that's not the only place questions can come in now. We've stepped it up. We've entered the 21st century. You can text us. That's right. I can't remember what SMS stands for.
But short message service.
A short message service. The number 205-683. I knew Jed would know that. 205-683-5343. That number again, 205-683-5343. Or, if you want to be alphanumeric about it, 20-LOUD. 5343.
Very nice.
But this question did come into our email inbox. It says, I hear you guys talking about becoming Christian and getting saved. What does that really mean? So we've talked a lot about kind of the particulars about coming up to it. Let's talk about this. It's a little confusing. It's a little mysterious. There's a moment when this happens. It tends to come to a thing called the sinner's prayer. We're going to give you some good resources on that. But Jed, I think if we can give a template, because it's not a magical spell that there are words you say, but there's content in it. I think you have a good place in the Bible that kind of gives us a template for that, right?
This is dead center in the middle of your Bible. It's a book called Psalms, which is an old-timey word for songs. So it's a songbook. And this is the 51st one. It's a song number 51, written by a dude named David who had done some heinously wrong stuff. And he got called on it, and this is that moment. I've had people killed. I've slept with another dude's wife. I've made huge mistakes, and I got caught. This is what he prays in that moment. God, have mercy on me according to your faithful love. Wash away all the evil things I've done. I'm going to skip ahead a little bit. God, create a pure heart in me. Give me a new spirit that is faithful to you. Don't send me away from you. Give me back the joy that comes from being saved by you. Give me a spirit that obeys you so I will keep going.
Absolutely right. I will point out that if you don't have a Bible, that's great. You can open up your web browser. We use BibleHub.com. Totally free to look up Psalm 51, reading a bunch of different versions. That's a very good template for the things that this kind of turning moment needs to reference. And Glenn, I think you have another good analogy for us, way to think about this.
Well, for sure. I think the thing we're actually, if you can tell, we're trying hard to avoid is the idea of us recruiting you to a religion. Yep. We're not looking to do that. We want to help you find a relationship with God that's personal. It's you and God having that connection. And so what we want to do is for you to enter into that relationship with an analogy that maybe you can relate to. If you think of a wedding, we have a man and a woman. They stand up and they take vows. They're pledging their love to one another. They're saying, you know, in sickness and health and so on and so forth. And you're promising to be devoted and caring and involved in that relationship with one another. Some people write their own vows, but you know, you get the sense of how that is. That's how we want to enter into our relationship with God. It's the same thing. So if you're maybe driving in your car right now and you can't look up in your web browser or anything else, and you just want to say the words, I do, God knows what you mean by that. He understands that and receives that. It need not be any more complicated than that.
It really is an amazing analogy. The cool thing about that analogy is when you go to a wedding and they stand up, and hopefully they didn't write their own vows.
Sure.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Don't be those people. But that is two people saying, we are in this, we are going to do this, I'm going to hold up my part, you're going to hold my part. The cool thing about this kind of thing you're talking about getting a relationship with God is, as we pointed out, is he's saying, I need help, I want to be in this, and God's saying, I'll do everything else.
Yep.
It's a pretty cool thing. It's a cool way, but that wedding vow is a great way to think of it, and the Psalm 51 stuff is a great way to think of it. If you want a template for that sinner's prayer thing, here's a weird sentence you don't normally say. The best place I found is Wikipedia.
Yes.
So you go to the Wikipedia article on sinner's prayer. They have a bunch of examples of kind of, and sinner's prayer is just the basic template, as Glenn's pointing out, that holds this idea of I admit that, I acknowledge that this is wrong and I want to do better. I want God to be a part of that. So you can go to Wikipedia, or you can always check in with us. You can email us thebridgeloud@gmail.com or text 205-683-5343, and we'll point you in the right direction. We'll come back with just a little bit more about this on The Bridge Loud. She just wants to be loved.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and one last time, I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Rock and roll.
And Jed Brewer.
You know it. Yeah, all about it.
You might even say we're having a block of rock.
It's a nonstop block of rock.
Totally.
I wish it were Rocktober, and I could get in on that.
Soon.
Yeah. Oh, there'll come a time. We're answering a question that came into our inbox, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. Of course, maybe next week our question will come into our text inbox. 205-683-5343. That number again, 205-683-5343. 20-loud-5343. This question came in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com and says, I hear you guys talk about becoming Christian and getting saved. What does that really mean? We've given you some, I think it's been a good show tonight about the basics.
Yep.
The meat and potatoes of salvation. Of course, occasionally you can dress up your meat and potatoes. You can put something on them, something a little tangy, something a little, maybe even secret.
The secret sauce.
That's right. And Glenn, you've been explaining this to people in various different walks of life for quite a long time.
Right.
In the few minutes we have left on the show, if you had to boil it down to really what you'd want someone who has questions about this kind of thing to know, maybe versus what they've been told, what would that be?
One word, grace. We don't use that word in English a whole lot, but the idea is that when you've done something wrong, you don't receive the punishment that's coming to you. That you receive some sort of a blessing and a forgiveness and so forth. You might have heard somebody use a term like a grace period or something like that, where you're not being penalized for the things that you're doing or whatever. That's the cornerstone of what Christianity is actually all about. I fear some people may have heard it preached a different sort of way in an accurate way. But the idea behind Christianity is not that you behave your way and do a bunch of good deeds, then God loves you and forgives you. It's actually that you already haven't done good, and He forgives that, and He releases you from the penalty of what it is that you've done, that His Son, Jesus, has come and paid the price for that. So what we're really talking about is receiving a thing that's already being offered to you.
Amen.
Absolutely. Jed, anything to add to that?
God understands and He loves you. God's not looking down on you. No matter what you've heard, no matter who's told it to you, God loves you, and He gets it. He understands. He is not judging on you. He's not looking down on you.
Right.
The Bible says God is already a friend to you. The thing He's waiting on is, would you just be a friend back?
Right.
That's what God is looking for. That's a decision I made in my own life, and I've never regretted it for a single day.
Same
that's
there.
A decision that Glenn has made, Matt has made, and I think if you are at a point where you want to make that decision in your life, and there's no pressure on that, we love you, want you to listen whether you do or not, but I think if you make that decision, you'll never regret it. He's the best friend you could have, and I can't wait for you to find that out in your own life.
Absolutely right, and we will be back with you next week on Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you. God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Won't you help me? Take your word and tell me I'm yours.